Hey there, old man. It's Kraken. Hey, let me tell you something real quick here, all right? I've been jacking around with your quotes lately in the videos. I love it, Anthony. I feel like we were hitting that insane wall, not being able to talk to you or see you or be around you, and gave us a little bit of a reprieve. But anyway, so my ice maker's out, all right? And I'm not taking your advice. I finally hit the wall and had to call someone in, but I, you know, replaced the Serapin valve on the thing and kind of did some things. But anyway, I get this guy that comes in today, all right? His name's Scott, and he's a fella that was, says that he was working for NASA and starts giving me this song and dance about, you know, he's a real nice fella, about who he is and how many things he knows. He's like, I'm a retired rocket scientist, used to work for NASA. You know, the whole thing, and real smart guy, you know, talking about having a photographic memory, an IQ of 156. He's read 10,000, 100,000 books, all this other stuff. And we're having a good old spirited chat, and he's figuring it out, fixing it, talking about how he multitasks, just kind of laying it out there. And then all of a sudden I said, so hey, fellow, what's your story here with getting away from NASA and being a blue-collar guy? And he said, well, the final straw was Diane Wexler or something like that. Flamestall? Some woman got killed that knew all this information about some NASA program that was going on. And he got drug into it, and they cut his funding and fucked him up. And he was like, fuck you guys, I'm leaving. And they're all, NASA was like, well, no one's ever left our organization. I guess he'd been there for like 25 years. And he's like, well, watch me. So he left, and this guy's telling me how he left NASA, and they still email him, and you know, they say they still email him so they make him offers and they know where he's at and all that shit. It just goes on and on and on, kind of like this classified government guy that shouldn't be talking, but he is because he trusts me and I'm easygoing and shit. And you know how many times I run into these government guys? I don't know if it's just me or what it is, but they're interesting reads. They're fun to talk to. And anyways, getting back to the answer that he gave me, which was this. He said that he got involved with the blue-collar work because the Holy Spirit moves through him, and he loves being around people in interesting situations. And then it happens. He starts preaching the whole God thing and starts saying, you know, God help me and the Holy Spirit and all this, and he's going on and on and on. And I'm like, you know what, man? You know, he's a nice fella, and the thing that pisses me off about dudes like this is that they get to a point where that dominates everything they do. Their whole thing, from that point on, the minute they bring up the Holy Spirit, Jesus, God, theology, Christianity, and it actually started off with that. I can't be working for the government. I'm a good Christian man. I don't think anybody can do that. They're evil. That's the beginning of it. It's the floodgate, and it's the precursor to everything they're going to say from that point forward. I mean, it's not going to deviate from that, which pisses me off. It's like, you know what, guy? I understand that you're into God. I understand that you got the Holy Spirit and all this, but he starts kind of talking to me about working in the school district, how I should, you know, do I ever get contact with the kids and maybe I should, you know, witness and preach? And it's like, God damn it, man. Why do these people have to do that? You know, just don't. You know, I understand it's a part of your life. Maybe bring it up once. I'm really into God, and I'm all for witnessing and this, that, and the other, you know? You mind if I talk about it with you? And then it opens up the floodgates, and I can say, well, at least you presented it. You feel like you got to a point where you're on the doorstep, you knocked, you said, can I witness? And I say either yay or nay. But no, it's this big floodgate that comes out that's just so irritating, man. It's like, I'm all for people believing in God. And I love God. I'm all for it. I'm all for Buddha. I'm all for the Hindu gods. I love it. I think it's great that it really makes people feel good about life and gives them meaning and makes them feel like there's something after we're gone from this planet. I love it. And I believe myself, really do believe. But it's an ambiguous belief because I don't have some specific deity that probably more Jesus than anything else. And maybe it's more Buddha. I don't know. Maybe it's all of them mixed up in one. But the bottom line is that I'm not taking that and rubbing it onto people as like a precursor for them to speak with me or to continue a conversation or to feel like I was validated because I got a chance to do that. I understand different strokes for different folks. But you know what, man? It was such a pleasant talk. He was such a smart, able, and good guy. It saddens me sometimes that these guys feel like they have to do that to people all the time, you know? And I know that's the reason why he's doing service shit. But he's smarter than shit. What he did with me today was nothing. He got $115 out of me. And before he left, he gave me this DVD on genetically modified foods and how fucked up it is for our kids. I watched like 10 or 15 minutes of it. And it's like all of those conspiracy shows. And I really do like them. I like those indie kind of underground shows because they really do expose shit. And there really is horrible shit that these companies are doing. And they're going to suppress it because they're making fucking money. It's like with Miles and the 15th chromosome. It's like, you know what? I highly doubt that that was just some biologically genetic abnormality that happened. I guarantee you that when the fucking wash comes out of the dryer, they're going to say something along the lines of the environment caused that shit. Just like the whole fucking, you know, mercury and the vaccinations, the reversions. It's like, you know, there has to be, you know, there just has to be some way that people can be safe from these bullets that are getting fired. He was also talking about some early company that lied about winning a war, and then they got all of the, they bought all the stocks when they plummeted, and then they came back and said, sorry, we were lying, and they still got to keep the stocks and got this share, lion's share of this big fucking trundle of money and fucking, you know, power. At any rate, man, there's some big fucking logs right there that gonna be fucking streetlights one day. Big fucking logs. But anyway, I had to talk to you about it, man. It was just too delicious to not. It was, you know, I love getting those guys in there. They're real, you can get some real interesting guys coming in and repairing your shit. You know, kind of lessens the sting of having to pay for all that. This is definitely a story that was worthy of probably $115 and a working ice maker. But man, I tell you what, those guys, man, they fucking, something else, man. Something fucking else. Enjoy it over there, pal. We're enjoying it down here. We got a little sunshine, got a little reprieve. Fucking times.